Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, my name is Barbara Hofmeister and I am your host for today's show. To be or not to be, the choice is yours. And that is exactly what we're going to talk about in the next 30 minutes. About the choices that people take in their lives, the consequences that come out of having made those choices. You're going to hear from really interesting people that sometimes have made wrong choices and were able to correct them. You will hear very, very inspiring stories, how people overcame their challenges and how people started to live their dream, to live the life that they truly choose to live, the life that they've always wanted to live. So get ready for an exciting 29 minutes from today's To Be show. Hi everybody, and welcome to today's To Be show. My name is Barbara Hofmeister and I am your host for tonight. And today we have a very special guest, as always, really somebody very, very special. His name is David Muraco. And David is a professional life coach, and he has a very, very special mission in life. He has a mission to empower 1 million people in the next few years. And I want to welcome David. David, are you on the line? Hello?
Hello.
Hello, David.
Hello, Barbara. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you very much.
Lovely to have you on the show.
Thank you. Thank you. It's a pleasure. It's an absolute pleasure. Thank you.
So, David, tell us a little bit about your big mission of reaching 1 million people and empowering them to really live the life of their dreams, because that's a very similar mission to mine, and I want to hear your version of it.
Well, you know, oftentimes I've had a feeling, and maybe yourself, you've had it too, is, you know, I always dreamed and felt of doing more and being more, and, you know, I really didn't find that purpose until a little bit later in life. And, you know, when I started my company in the Zone, professional life coaching, it was really about, you know, helping other people, empowering them and you know, giving them the tools and the values that I have not only learned but also created myself. And that was such a very, very valuable and rewarding thing. But, you know, I heard something that really, really triggered something different in my mind and led me to this particular mission. And, you know, oftentimes when people are struggling, they focus, or unfortunately we focus on the little things, the things that are holding us back, or, you know, little thoughts in our head. And someone had said to me through a seminar I'd went to is, you know, if you can create a really, really gigantic big problem, a lot of the little problems will go away. And I kind of sat on that for a little bit, Barbara, and, you know, it dawned on me that I had a very, very valuable idea of empowering and helping people, but I just wasn't playing big enough. And about 7 months ago, it had dawned on me that, you know, I can no longer do that, and I need to really step out. And I made a proclamation, and I made it in front of hundreds of people, and it's one I continually do over and over again. And I say it's simply stated but overly courageous: to enroll and empower 1 million people to live the life of their dreams. And we want to do that by January 1st, 2017. And the greatest thing is I get to share that, and it comes in a lot of different areas. We don't really know specifically what's going to be the foremost area, but having the conversation is really the most critical component to it. So I appreciate you allowing me to do that, and that's really kind of where it came from.
That sounds really great, because what you said earlier on was that people focus more on the problem than they focus on the solution. And that's also something that I find a lot with my clients, and especially in my life workshops when I get to actually talk to the people face to face. I find that, you know, because all of us have challenges in our life. So we focus on the challenge and don't really focus on the big picture. And that's what you're doing now. So I congratulate you on that, because we have to think bigger than we normally do, because otherwise we don't have nothing to reach for. You know, we're just looking at our problems and we get stuck. So I congratulate you on having such a big vision. It's fantastic. So you've got 7 years to go before you want to have reached those 1 million people. And how are you doing so far with your mission?
You know, it's amazing when you make a decision, a choice, how mm-hmm. things seem to line up. And, you know, I tell people in different conversations, you know, making a choice is obviously a critical first step, but you got to take action. You got to take massive action, and that's really what I did. I started reaching out to publications, offering to write free articles to engage listeners, to give them value, to empower themselves, as many people as I can. And now we write for over 3 different publications, all for free, just to be in a position to empower people. We created a Blog Talk Radio, just like you do, to reach out to groups. Mm-hmm. And then it kind of had a shift for me. I was doing the show weekly by myself and trying to just add so much value, but I thought, how can we, take this to 1 million people? Because people resonate with, all different sorts of people. And as much as my heart is in the right place, need to be a little more proactive in bringing in other perspectives that really, really measure the same core values that I had. And mm-hmm. I was able to, reach out to individuals through, which is an amazing opportunity, the social media components. Excuse me. And oftentimes they talk about surrounding yourself with good people and good things will happen. And I've been blessed because I've reached out to so many people and have just an unbelievable response back, that I've been blessed and it's going very, very well. Obviously, we want to do as much as possible, and 2010 has already started out to be an amazing year, and we're just going to keep building from month to month.
That's fantastic. You spent over 15 years in the corporate environment. Do you still work in the corporate environment now, or you just focus purely on empowering individuals? Or you are also doing workshops, or you're doing coaching also for corporates?
Yeah, we do coaching components and leadership training for corporations. My time in corporate was interesting because it really allowed me to see the components that are challenges. It's unique because we're working with a corporation right now, and here's the thing, and I equate it to sports. And that's kind of like where the name of the company came from. When you're successful early on, sports is just a metaphor, but in anything that you do, if you're successful early, oftentimes your boss, your coach, your superiors, because you're successful, aren't really concerned about how you're doing it, if you're doing it in the best advantageous way for the company and the people around you. And oftentimes that works. But it only works for so long, because if you're not growing yourself, your skills are going to stay the same when everybody else's are growing. And it happens so many times in corporate, especially in a sales environment, where a salesman is eager and he goes out and he just goes after it, but he's not, sharpening his personal skills. He's not sharpening how he greets people. He's not sharpening how he empowers his team, or how to be a leader, or how to lead people. And then all of a sudden, he flatlines, and the corporation says there's a huge problem, and they have no idea what it is because they haven't allowed him to, or put him in a position to empower him. And, I don't really believe that people take jobs to fail. I think, unfortunately, a lot of times we don't put them in the right position and empower them for success, and that's really where the disconnect happens. So, again, through what our mission is, we really would not turn away from any challenge to give of our time to, teach people how to empower, because ultimately, I kind of equate it to dropping a rock in a pond. And I told this story not too long ago in a talk we did. if you've ever heard of Tony Robbins, he is basically like the grandfather of the coaching industry, and it's basically was the industry. He actually created the name, so to speak, because nobody really knew what he did. And something happened to him very early in his life that is the perfect metaphor for dropping that rock in the pond. When he was a kid, he was extremely poor, and somebody actually brought food to his house for Thanksgiving. And that really, really resonated with him. And when he tells the story, it's quite vivid that he couldn't understand or believe that a stranger would do that. And the person who did it out of, you know, a caring heart and really wanted to, that family to have something that they had. And, you know, you flash forward maybe 40 years later, and that foundation that Tony Robbins has now feeds 3 million people every Thanksgiving, and he's done that for like 30 years. So when you talk about empowering people, the greatest gift you can do by doing that is you never know where it's going to end. And that's what's so important. And that's what coaches and mentors do, and surrounding yourself with the right people, because you never know where your outreach is ever going to end. And if you continually move in that fashion, you'll be able to touch an awful lot of people along the way.
Yeah, that's very true. I had the opportunity to meet Tony several times. I just met him in San Francisco a few months ago, and we had a chance to speak. And definitely, he is one of the people that, for instance, his first mentor was Jim Rohn. And also, I had the opportunity to study with Jim Rohn for several years. And he always said to us, you never know who is in the audience. So even if you have an audience of one, always give your best. And I really took that to heart. You know, it makes no difference if you have an audience of 1,000 or 10,000, like Tony has sometimes, or if you have an audience of one, like we often have in one-on-one coaching. We always have to give our best so that we can help that person. And like you said before, everyone says it in a different way. This is why you now have guests on your radio show, because each of us has a different way of bringing the message across. And I believe that most of us have a similar message because we want to help and empower people to move forward and live the life of their dreams, the life of their choice. And every one of us says it in a different way, but the message is more or less the same. And, of course, you say it in a way that will attract some people and the message will get through to them, and I say it in another way maybe. And it will attract, or it will get through to other people. So, yeah, the more of us that are working in this field, the better it is for our listeners and for the people who want this type of learning and who really want to live their life, not the life that society has given to them or the life that they think they have because the family wants it that way or whatever it might be. So congratulations again. You know, I'm totally with you 100%.
So how would you... Go ahead.
Sorry.
No, go ahead.
How would you say, what is empowering to you? I mean, what do you mean with the word empowering so that our listeners know what we are talking about? What does empowering somebody mean to you?
That's a great question. That's really happy you asked that question, because here's really what it boils down to. A funny word that we put so much emphasis on is as a four-letter word, and it's not a really, really bad one, but it's one that we use a lot, and that's fear. Fear puts us in a position to, you know, oftentimes make no decision, which is probably more times than not worse than actually making a decision. Empowering, to me, really, and what we coach and teach here is, you know what, we all have fear. Fear is all around us. Fear is what creates the edge for people to grow and learn from. So empowering to me is understanding that there is going to be fear. You're never going to get rid of it. It's never going to go away. You're going to feel it. But the difference between living a life empowered and living a life without it is to see that fear and still move forward. That's really what empowerment really means, is you're never going to eliminate fear. Because it keeps you sharp and it keeps you on edge. But ultimately, to understand that it's there and you can still move forward. And then the amount of growth that you have and the contributions is off the map.
Yeah, that is very true. That is very true. We always have some fear somewhere lurking in the background, and sometimes it comes up and shows its ugly head. But we definitely can overcome it by just moving forward, continuing to move and continuing to move and to learn. And you said to me that you are a continuous learner, and I am with you totally on that, because we can never, ever know enough, because there's always something more that we could learn and some new skill that we could apply to what we are doing and that we can share with other people also. So I'm totally with you on that one. You started
The other thing too, Barbara, is that through the numerous interviews I've done and things that I've studied, books I've read, and I've read a lot of books, and I'm sure you can add value to this as well too. When somebody does eventually face that fear or something that they didn't think was possible, or they achieve something that they never thought they could achieve, over and over and over again, you hear this resounding that it wasn't as bad as I thought it was. Because we put it in our mind that it's something that's just not possible. And then, when we empower somebody and allow them to have that, a little shift in their thinking, it's amazing the results. And then ultimately, the road is never as, difficult as we all deem it to be.
I normally, when I'm in a bad situation personally, I always look at the worst-case scenario. What is the very worst that can happen? And then, of course, I realize that it's not going to kill me. It's not going to totally change my life for the worse, And that helps me to move forward, because I see, okay, this is the worst, the very worst that can happen if I do whatever I plan to do, and that brings up this fear. And is it worthwhile moving forward, going past this? Yes, always. Always there is a resounding yes, because the worst case scenario is not, like you said before, it's not as bad as we think it might be, because we actually face it. We look at it, we say, okay, this is the worst that can happen. Okay, I will survive that. So why not go for it? Why not go for it? And even like you said, with 1 million people, even if you reach only 500,000 or 800,000, it's an amazing deed, isn't it?
Absolutely.
So, yeah, it's like Les Brown says, reach for the moon, and even
if
you don't get it,
hit the stars.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. Yep.
So that is what we are doing, because we don't know exactly how many people we will reach. I mean, not exact numbers, but we know that with our work, we are reaching quite a few people, and maybe some of our listeners, they think, okay, if they can do it, I can do it too. And I found one thing that a lot of my clients have, and that is a lack of belief in their own abilities, a lack of belief in their own possibilities. Did you make the same experience?
Yeah, there's been so many studies done, and there's so many different numbers out there. Here in the U.S., they talk about a staggering number that by the average age, I think, is 17, a child by either their parents, family, or teachers hears the word no over 20,000 times.
Mm-hmm.
And it builds that subconscious mind. The amazing thing about children is, for the most part, they're allowed to dream, they're allowed to grow, and they're allowed to learn through, within reason, not to jump off the bed or not to ride their bike off of a certain ramp or whatever the case may be, but they're allowed to fail. And a lot of times as we get older, we're so worried about making the right choice that oftentimes than not, we don't look at all the choices. And mm-hmm. I would agree with you. It's something that it's built into our mechanism early on. And, our youth are another major component where, the people that they come in contact with, their parents, their teachers, their school, really build that belief of empowering them, because they are the future. And if we saddle them, at an early age, unfortunately, it's that much more difficult as we grow older.
Mm-hmm. That's true. When you look at small children, if they want something, they will get it, because they don't give up. They just
right.
don't doubt it. They just go for it. I mean, just small things, like they want an ice cream. When they are young enough, they will find ways to get that ice cream. I mean, they will go to their mom, they will go to their dad, they will go to whoever is around until they have that ice cream. They will find hundreds of ways to ask for it until you give up, because you have no reasoning anymore left in you. And like you said, they get so many no's, you know, you are not old enough, you are not big enough, you are not, you know, you don't know enough. And so by the time they are teenagers, that belief starts to die, the belief in themselves, because when we are small children, we have an unlimited belief in ourselves, total confidence. And unfortunately, because of our upbringing, this confidence gets destroyed very often. Yeah. And I think there has been research also up to the age of 6 or 7, there's unlimited confidence, and between 6 and 7 and 16, 17, it goes down by 80%.
Yeah.
And that, of course, and that is, of course, disastrous, because then the doubt sets in, then the fear sets in, and it becomes stronger and stronger. And if they don't have real successes in their life, like they pass good, do good in their exams and so on, so that starts to build their belief up again, they can be very fearful for the rest of their days. And that doesn't need to stay like that. I mean, you use techniques, I'm sure, that help people to overcome those fears, and I use a lot of them, because that is number one. In my eyes, number one is in empowering people, is to give them that belief in themselves that they can do anything they want to do. If they really want it bad enough, they will find ways to achieve that.
And ultimately, too, you know, Barbara, the greatest thing is, you know, it's finding everybody, you know, when you go to somebody or an organization or even an individual, you know, if they feel like they can't accomplish certain things, you know, you got to just remind them, and they oftentimes forget so quickly their accomplishments, but remember with great accuracy their biggest defeats. And we all have experienced success on some level. It could be at a sporting event. It can be in a job. It could be at a spelling bee as a child. If you are able to tap into that and recall it, which, you know, you definitely could, you'll then get an understanding of what achievement really is, and you can start moving towards it in different components of your life.
That is very true, yeah. I use a lot of NLP in my trainings, and definitely we have these anchoring techniques that work fantastic, because everyone, like you said, has had successes in their life, and we can recall those just by looking at them again, you know, going into our past, and with that knowledge and with that strength, we can move into the future also and try something new, something different, something much bigger, like your million people. That's great. You call your program In the Zone. What do you mean by that?
Well, In the Zone, again, I don't know about over there, but here in the States, In the Zone was a key phrase that sports teams use. And I played sports, you know, all my life growing up, and In the Zone simply meant for them that they could do no wrong. Everything seemed to just fall into place. And, you know, I started to as I developed, you know, my coaching, and I thought to myself, you know, we all experience that feeling. It's not just limited to the sporting arena. I mean, a perfect example is some people might not think this, but have you ever driven somewhere? And you've driven there so many times before, all of a sudden you're there, and you really can't remember how you got there because you were thinking of something else. See, that's really what the zone is doing something so often that it becomes natural. And the definition really truly is this. It's where peak performance meets peak competition. That's, in a nutshell, what In the Zone means. And I related it to this, Barbara. Peak competition is life. Life is a competition. You get one chance at it. There's no dress rehearsal. It's one time through. You have the opportunity to make the most of it. And it doesn't matter if you're 10 or 70, you still can do something to raise your performance, because the competition is never going to end.
Yeah, that's true. And then also, my belief is that we always have the choice, whatever age we are, we have the choice to change the direction of our life into something that for us brings more fulfillment and brings more happiness and more success and makes us feel better about our life and makes us feel better about ourselves especially. So we call it in the flow, and I'm totally with you on that one. We've only got another 3 minutes to go, so time flies. And I would like to give our listeners the opportunity to get in touch with you. So how can they get in touch with you, David?
Oh, I appreciate that, Barbara. If you'd like to learn more, they can go on the web at www.in-the-zone.biz. That's B-I-Z. You can also go in on Facebook under In The Zone and follow us on Facebook as well. And the really neat thing about our website is, if you go to it, there's a lot of different inspirational stories and video clips and some learning. Because most importantly is about empowering people. Well, you know, most importantly, whether it's me, whether it's Barbara, whether it's somebody else, I believe in my heart of hearts that coaches and mentors allow you to sharpen that blade to take you to the next level. So, you know, I'm all about, you know, moving people into action. So that's really my call. If it's with us, great. If it's with Barbara, great. Don't wait. Barbara just said it earlier. Time flies. And it's now it's time. You know, it's never too late. It may be February 2nd, but it's day one of a new beginning if you choose it to be.
That is fantastic. Yeah, I'm totally with you there. Because it's never too late, and today is the first day of the rest of your life. So today you can make a decision to live different than you have until now. If your life until now hasn't been 100% how you wanted it, then get yourself a coach, get yourself a mentor, join a mastermind group, whatever you choose, but take action in the right direction, in the direction that you want your life to go to. Because that is your choice. It's not anybody else's. And don't let other people tell you not. It's not their life. They have different choices because they have a different life. So take up David up or take me up or anybody else that is working in this field and that you trust and believe in. Take them up on their offer to help you, just to prod you along a little bit. Because once you gain momentum, once you start moving forward, then you will be able to move by yourself. But in the beginning, you probably need one of us just to give you a little push in the right direction, give you encouragement and some accountability. I think accountability is also a big thing, isn't it, David?
Well, absolutely. You're more often than not, statistically, I wouldn't even know, maybe 98% do more for somebody else than you would for yourself. So that's really where the key element really lies.
That is very true, yeah. So please, take us up on our offers and get yourself, if you want to change something in your life, then please take us up, work with David, work with me, work with another coach or with a mentor, and join us and let us inspire you to live the life that you want to live, the life of your choice. And I want to thank you very, very much, David, for being on my show today.
Oh, it was my pleasure.
And, well, we will keep in contact because we have similar goals, so let's do some work together and see where it will take us. And let's help as many people as we can in our lifetime.
Absolutely. Our motto is simply this: be positive, be real, live your life. So thank you very much, Barbara. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much for being on the show, David. Next week, next Tuesday, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I want to hear you back on the To Be show, and you can call in also live and ask us some questions. I have another exciting guest for next week, so just be back here and have a wonderful, inspired, and empowered week. See you next Tuesday.